For the better part of two decades now, Bill Tallon, in character as the Reverend Billy, has adapted the trappings of a revivalist preacher to inveigh against the evils of rampant consumerism. But as the dangers from climate change have become increasingly apparent and threatening, he and his followers, that's the Church of Stop Shopping Now, have adjusted the focus of their political street theater away from retailers to the titans of corporate business.
We'll go into a J.P. Morgan wealth management bank and confront the rich people at their desks. We'll host an organic Thanksgiving dinner at the front gate of Monsanto. We've been involved in the divestment movement, performing inside the British Museum and in the Lincoln Center, trying to get fossil fuel companies away from that legitimation that they buy by giving money to respected institutions. So there's been some shifting in how we represent our positions.
Often the troop will don bright yellow full head masks in these incursions to appear strange and colorful rather than threatening, as they represent the now extinct golden toads of Central America.
The golden toad is a famous victim of climate change. A delicate area of the mountains of Costa Rica went through a big temperature change and the ponds where they mated and dried up back in the late 80s. The golden toad is the first species generally acknowledged to have been killed by macro weather shifts in this climate change era. So that was an obvious choice.
To further his message, Tallon and the Stop Shopping Choir have released a new CD to accompany his latest book, The Earth Wants You. California this week to promote both, with a goal of spurring others to greater activism.
I want them to be active, to embrace the exalted state of sacred embarrassment, be able to interrupt demands, to trespass. Up in Boston a couple weeks ago, Bill McKibben was trying to stop a pipeline with the local anti-fracking activists, and 65 people got arrested. That should be in the thousands.
With his white polyester suit and sermons peppered with cries of Earth-alleluia, Tallon both parodies and embraces fundamentalist stereotypes as he insists that intensified activism on behalf of the planet and its occupants can and should have a spiritual component.
Stop being afraid of spirituality. The environmental organizations, they're like Democrats. They write off the whole idea that there's a spiritual element in trying to save the Earth. Our take on it is, hey, that's the whole battle. Embrace the scaly, slimy, anarchic spirituality that the Earth gives us. And it's scary, and it's very much out of the Western tradition. The approach to the environmental movement that comes with a spiritual element is, I don't know more.
But more than anything else, he insists, it is past time to truly get serious about protecting life on Earth.
Our activism has to change to a much more serious level. We can't be polite anymore. It's no longer mass mailings and panda tote bags. We are experiencing now the accelerating extinction wave. If we continue at the present rate with our methane and CO2, it matches extinction waves for 95% of all life. We're talking about the apocalypse here. So humor, music, dancing, physical involvement, including physical risk, yeah. It's now or never.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.